With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Pedek Rambam, the third chapter in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam begins by writing, Ketzad ha'isha miskadeshes, how is the bond of Kedushin established with a woman? So says the Rambam, that in bekesef u'mekadesh, if the man desires to establish Kedushin by the transfer of money, so then, ein pachos mipruta kesef ha'isha v'pruta, he must give her a pruta, either in a coin or in its worth. Now, the Ramah, when the Ramah is speaking about how to affect a halachic kiddushin, he brings down the minig, and bechlal, the Ramah always brings down the minhagim, that we give the kiddushay kesev in the form of a ring. And the Ramah quotes that the reason for that is given in Tikkun HaZoyer. Now, the Rebbe, as we have in Yein Malchus Sefer Noshim, Simen Dalid, speaks about why doesn't the Rambam mention the Minig Yisrael that Kiddushin is taka affected through the option of Kesev, but Dafke, al pi haminig, in the form of a ring. So the Rebbe writes Gevaldik. He quotes the Raga Chover. And the Raga Chover is the one that explains that the reason why the Minig is to give a ring is because since nowadays Kiddushin is done, followed immediately by the chuppah and the nesuyin, and as we are learning that there are really two steps in the marriage. There is the step called kiddushin, which is roughly translated as engagement, but it's not what people refer to when they use the word engagement nowadays. Kiddushin creates such a bond between the man and his kala that if they, God forbid, want to separate, they need a get. However, they still may not live together as husband and wife. For that, they have to undergo the second step of Nisuyin. So coming back to the Raga Chover, he explains that since Kiddushin is immediately followed by Nisuyin, and once a couple is properly married with the latter step as well, with Nisuyin, then all of the money that the woman has, even if the money itself is hers, but the husband halachically has the rights to the usufruct. That means if the value of what she owns produces something, then that belongs to the husband. Now, Kiddushin can only be affected if there is a full 100% transfer from, in our case, money that belonged to him and it's fully hers. He has to transfer it to her. Being that, again, today we do the Nesuyin right after the Kiddushin, if a man were to give his kala, right, anything other than a ring, so he would give her money. But if right afterwards he affects the Nesuyin, then he has some rights in that money, which means that he never really transferred all of it to her. So therefore, you give a ring. And what is accomplished by a ring? Since a ring is considered a lavush, it's considered like a garment, it's like her garment. And in the garments that a woman has, even after the Nisuyin part of the marriage, the husband has no rights to them at all. So that is what allows that kesef to be fully hers. And therefore, the Rebbe says that since in the times of the Rambam, Nisuyin wasn't yet done immediately after the Kedushin, so there's no reason for the Rambam in his times for them to affect Kedushin Dafke by using a ring. Now the point of the Rebbe in this talk and this Sicha spoke out that the Medrash writes that Matan Torah was like the first step of Kedushin, and Mashiach's coming will be the final step of Nisuyin. So the Rebbe was fabrenging that since nowadays, by all of the Jewish people, Nisuyin is to be done immediately after Kedushin, so therefore it's high time that Mashiach should come. Indeed, Mashiach immediately has to come for the marriage to be fully consummated, and that's taka going to happen in the imminent coming of Mashiach. Now, amen.